Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to the weekly conversation. This is an election night special edition. Welcome, it's 9 o'clock, folks, and I want to get into the verse of the day first. This is Proverbs 9:10. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. Think about that as you're going through your day today. Welcome to a election night conversation, folks. It's an amazing. This is my Super Bowl. I love politics. I love following the electoral votes and all this stuff. And this is a double. This is like the Bud Bowl for me. Remember when they used to have those like beer cans and they used to like play football? It's the Bud Bowl for me for a different reason, because there is actually, I think it's 8 total states that are looking at either making marijuana 100% legal or making medical marijuana legal. And Florida is looking at Amendment 2. Arkansas is looking at Issue 7. Montana is looking at Initiative 182. And North Dakota is looking at the Compassionate Care Act. And they're all for medical marijuana. Kansas, North Dakota, and South Dakota have gone to Trump, folks. This is just, it's my Super Bowl. And to see medical marijuana possibly being legalized in 4 states. And one thing you got to realize with medical marijuana is, like, in Pennsylvania, it's medically legal, but you can't smoke it. You'll still go to jail. You have to, they pharmaceutically basically make it into an oil or a lotion. And that's the way most of us, like, I take CBD, which is from cannabis. They basically take like a marijuana plant or like a hemp plant that's very high in CBD with like 2% THC, and they extract the THC out and they only have the CBD left, and they concentrate it and make it into oil, and that's what I use. And for me, it's just, I mean, I've been up in smoke my whole life. I'm always like, if you don't know, the Cheech and Chong movies basically were making fun of marijuana laws. And to see it finally start to come where people are realizing, wake up, folks, it's not as dangerous as they said, that's what people don't realize. I remember when I was in high school, they said, like, smoking a joint is equivalent to, like, how many unfiltered, like, Lucky Strike cigarettes that are unfiltered or whatever. It was, and they're starting to realize that, and Colorado did it. We got to give Colorado. Donald Trump just in, Arkansas has gone to Trump.
Mm-hmm. They're calling Florida right now.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. In a little bit, probably about 5 minutes, I'll do a rundown of all the states and who's done what and where. But I'm just on cloud nine because, you know, when you go to a pain management clinic and they're like, well, you got to try everything. We just can't give you narcotics. You got to try. Well, no, I can't, because I can't try medical cannabis, even in an extract form. I can't try it. I can't. But Maine, Massachusetts, Arizona, Nevada, and Colorado, not Colorado, but California. California via Prop 64, Nevada via Question 2, Arizona via Prop 205, Massachusetts is a Question 4, and Maine is a Question 1. And what those are is they're trying to legalize it nationwide in their, and when I mean nationwide, I mean in their state, like statewide. And what they're seeing is everything that you hear, and violence is going to go up, this is going to go up, that's going to go up, this is going to go up. Well, guess what? They found out through Colorado it's not the case. Violence is down. See, now if someone steals my weed, I could say, hey, he stole my weed. I could go to the police. Before, if someone stole my weed, well, no, I can't. Not that I have it, but I'm just saying, you know, in Colorado, you can get the police involved if someone takes your weed. And one thing I noticed when me and my wife went to our honeymoon in Colorado, if you're going to use cannabis, you're going to use it. There is still a dead set where people, I'm against it and I'm for it. And there's half of the people that are against it, like, if you want to smoke it, go ahead. I won't, and I don't care to, but I respect your right to. And this is big for the hemp movement and cannabis movement, because hemp is a huge thing for textiles. I am more and more, not that I need medical. I need medical. Don't get me wrong, but I am so much more excited about what hemp can do. I mean, if you take a pound of hemp and a pound of corn, you'll get more ethanol and a hemp. And I'm just a huge cannabis supporter, so I wanted to start off with this. And that's where we're at. You know, it's just an exciting time for anyone that uses medical cannabis or supports it or always has. You know, I was always taught, dare to think for yourselves. Don't believe what Trump says. Look it up. You know, I'm trying to think of the quote. This is a quote from Winston Churchill, that if you don't know your past, you're doomed to repeat the worst parts of it. And that's what's going on in this country. And that's what people don't understand. I don't have to know if Democrat policies work. I just have to look at Detroit, that's been Democrat year after year after year. You know, that's the problem. You know, and I told this to my wife, and my wife's like, just keep preaching, brother. And I'm like, and I told this to one of my friends, and a couple people get this. Some don't, even conservatives. But the sooner you guys out there realize, my listeners, my viewers on this program, not really viewers, but listeners, that Gary Johnson is a second party candidate, the better off this country is going to be. Everyone's like, oh, we need a third party, we need a Tea Party, or we need a third party. No, we don't. We need a second party. There's not much difference, and I've said this many times on the program, between Republicans and Democrats. What is John McCain? He's a progressive. He's in the Republican Party. So is Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham. And that's where we're at. But the problem, and I get this asked all the time, if someone notices me out, whatever, you know, it's like, well, how do we educate the people? How do we get someone to, I'm my wife and this guy got into it, and I support my wife. I know this guy. He means well. He's just one of those very, he means, but he's very, I'm a Hillary supporter.
What he said to me, how does he mean well?
I'll try to explain, because my wife, he is someone that, like, he's a good person. He's just someone that, like, F you, Hillary Clinton, I don't care. He's one of those people. Like, if you needed anything, he would help you. But deep down, he's like, you know, like, Obama's the greatest thing since sliced bread. You ain't going to change my mind. I don't care. You know, he's one of those people. And he'll argue with you. He'll go off on you to the death. It's like, oh, I mean, I'm saying, like, if you were at work and he worked with you and I fell down, he'd be the first one to pick me up. We disagree. I mean, like, you know, like, I have friends on Facebook that I disagree with. I mean, we will literally take a knife and stab each other politically. But other than that, we're great friends. We have learned to agree to disagree, because they're never going to politically believe like I do. And I'm never going to politically believe what they do. I just try to let them see that there really is no difference between Republicans and Democrats. And And that's the thing people don't realize. You know, people need to wake up. Voters need to wake up. Just an FYI as we go, North Dakota, South Dakota, Texas, Wyoming, and Kansas are expected to go to Trump. And 4 electoral votes in Nebraska.
He is leading in Florida, Ohio, and North Carolina. They just won't call it yet.
North Carolina, Florida, and Ohio, he's leading in, but they can't call it. It's way too close. And I have a feeling, like a Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida, it's going to, if they don't get called within an hour, it's going to be something that like 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll be like, I haven't slept. Because this is my Super Bowl. This is my, I love this. I have a free, I'm in a free nation. If one of my friends wants to give me crap about supporting Trump, I guess I don't try to take things too personally. Because I have one friend, I have a couple friends that basically said, yeah, I'm, wow. But some of my friends, we just learned to disagree. You know, they're like, don't, I'm going to give you crap about Trump, but you have the right to support him. You have the right to say what you want, but I'm going to give you crap and I'm going to give you hell. But, you know, don't take it too personal. And, you know, and that's how some of my friends and I are. Some of my friends are like, you know, they've known me too long that they could never defriend me, but they kind of want to just because of my political belief, because they, how can you support that guy? But then I know people that one of those ladies could come out and say, yes, I was paid $500,000 to say I was groped by Trump and it's a lie. He never touched me. And there are people that will still believe that she was groped by Trump. So, and there's actually parties going on right now in London. It's about 1 o'clock in the morning, I think, in London, one or two. And they're having parties. This has worldly implications. They said if Hillary Clinton gets in or Trump gets in, the markets are going to be volatile. And it's a big, big, big issue. I want to do a quick rundown of what's going on so far. Hillary Clinton has 97 electoral votes. Donald Trump has 139. Hillary Clinton has Delaware, D.C., Illinois, Massachusetts, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, and Vermont. A lot of those, like Vermont, I've lived there, and it's very, very, very Democrat, but there's a lot of very independent people there, too. They're me, but they're liberal independent. You know, they want the, they're almost like Trump didn't, you know, I mean, Obama didn't do enough. You know, they want like, they're very, very liberal. And they're very, you know, and there's some things that they like, okay, like that's one reason I liked living in Vermont somewhat. Not for the snow as much, but they're very conscious and they want to make sure that they know what's in everything they eat. And with Donald Trump, okay, as I want to go to him, he has won Alabama, Arkansas, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, West Virginia, Nebraska, Missouri, North Dakota, South Dakota, I mean, North Dakota, South Carolina, Oklahoma, South Dakota, I said, Tennessee, Texas, West Virginia, and Wyoming. But I really think if Trump wins Florida, he has to win Florida to win. He's not going to be able to get to 270 electoral votes if he does not get Florida. And I really believe if he gets Florida, he's going to win it. I see that. You know, I think he can pick up. It's still too early to call, but I think in Michigan, I think he can pick that up, or it's going to be really close. Where it's going to be like, hey, let's get a recount because it's within like 10,000 votes. Wow. That's his path. And the Clintons knew that. If he gets, he has to win Florida to win. And it's happening. And I'm an American. And what really got me was this was, because like normally when I watch election nights, because this is the first conversation I've done on the election night, and I think it's kind of cool to take my passion to the radio, but I'm one of those people that when you look at, I used to watch MSNBC and CNN and Fox and go through and see what everyone's saying, and I was doing that a little bit today when my wife wasn't home. You know, so I don't over politically do her, you know, because sometimes she gets kind of, I've had enough of this. I can't watch it, you know, but I'm fascinated by this stuff. And it was in 2012, only like MSNBC said it was 146 million. Fox said it was about 140 million that voted in 2012. And we have 317 million people. Let's say it's 316 million. Let's say we didn't have as many people. That's not even half of the American people voting. And you go to these other countries where people vote getting shot at. Virginia is another pretty key state, and the northern part of that has not been. When I look at the exit polling data and the votes, that has the northern section hasn't come in. But Florida, we believe, is going to go to Trump because there were a couple heavily Hispanic areas that the Republican in that area for Florida won it. And since they won it, it's kind of like if he won it, then the turnout for Latinos are probably conservative or Republican, and then they would go for Trump. And most people don't realize this. Most Mexicans actually are very Trump-oriented. Most, you know, the Blaze, like I think a year ago, it's been a while since I've listened to Blaze, but they used to have a Mexican guy on there that did a talk show, and he had a huge following because Mexicans are very much siding with conservatives. You know, they're used to living in Mexico, and this is what the government does, and they're used to voting for the same person, and he says, oh, everything's going to be great, and nothing ever changes. And the stuff that you see with Detroit, where they vote Democrat year after year after year, and nothing changes, and the place falls apart. That's what, you know, and they're used to it, and they're like, you know, and so Democrats are usually not mainly Mexican. More Latinos mainly go conservative for the most part. But the problem you have is a lot of these people are, you know, when Hillary Clinton was campaigning, where's this money coming from? With me, I will carry on Bernie Sanders' free college, his free universities, free education. Melissa, do you know what happened in Vermont with the university/college he funded? It went under. It doesn't exist. They're closing the doors. Well, they're closing the doors. But wait a minute. They're using the same policies that he wanted to enact nationwide with this free education. I don't get it. Where did this free society come from where everyone thinks everything's going to be free? Nothing is free. Like I've told you before, when my sister went to the bank and, oh man, we got free healthcare, Obamacare, woohoo. My sister's like, what do you mean free? Who do you think's paying for all this? What do you mean paying for it? You think a doctor's just going to do an operation for nothing? He might pro bono if someone's like, hey, you know, out of love, but, you know, my dentist Larry Trebella couldn't sit there and do root canals all day long for free. He's got to pay his bills. You know, I do this. I don't even ask for a dime for this. I do this out of the goodness of my money, out of my own pocketbook. And I want to thank you all so much for being a follower and a listener. You know, I'm just a guy. I'm the man with the mic. You know, I just do what I do. And when you find out that you've had people from East Coast to West Coast, from literally from one side of the nation to the other. Now, I'm not Alex Jones. I don't have millions of views. I don't have hundreds of millions of people, you know, like these big networks.
They're saying he is crushing Romney's numbers.
Wow. Yeah, I've got like some ears in, and I'm listening to a couple things and getting some feedback and stuff. And it's just like my wife's kind of, I think, see, my wife is one of those people that, like, she, like, when I go to Grateful Dead shows or whatever, she likes, like, when I'm on cloud nine, she is happy for me. She's like, yeah, all right, this is awesome. And, you know, and she's, I guess it's not as exciting for her. She's not that super.
It's exciting when they call the state. I just want him to win and get
it. Yeah, she won. But yeah. But that's why, because like my wife's like, well, I don't really believe all the media and all the bull and all this. That's why you gotta listen to a bunch of different things and decipher for yourself, make your own opinion. Because what people don't realize, you know, and that's what I do. I mean, I don't get nothing for this. I do it out of the goodness of my heart because I love this, and this is like an amazing night for me. But when it's amazing when you look at all these, and what Trump is doing is like his he's voting, okay? And people that are voting, you know, people are voting, and I think it was Trump's sister-in-law was like, or like her father-in-law, this lady, I forget what her name was, but she, Trump is her father-in-law, and she's like, you know, people are coming out, Trump got the nomination because they're fed up. Just a second. This is the biggest shocker of them all. Hillary Clinton gets Connecticut. Holy cow, it's a very, very Democratic state. They're just kind of joking on that one because. Welcome, you know. So, this is just an incredible, incredible night. Wow, it's exciting, but she, as I get back to this, because I'm watching like five things at once, and as we're getting back to this, she's like, he got the nomination because people are fed up with an establishment government. When you have politicians that are in like senators that are there for 30, 35 years, that are a senator, and they're rich, they're millionaires. People are fed up. They want to try something different for a change, you know, and that's why Trump is doing so well. And you know what? And if he turns out to work, great. He doesn't claim to know it all. Trump's someone. Trump is someone that, in my opinion, is going to be someone like, okay, as a Surgeon General, what should we do, Ben Carson? You're a doctor. You're a doctor. You know, okay, General, how do we defeat ISIS? How can we even begin to? How do we get rid of an ideology? this is amazing, you know, just because it's happening. People are finally saying, hey, screw the establishment, you know. Everyone is like, screw the establishment. Everyone's like, screw the establishment. Let's take, because that's what I, this is how I feel. And my wife kind of agrees with me on this one. When Donald Trump was nominated, we felt that people were fed up. And they are, because guess what happened? People all look at the Republicans. They screwed us over with Bush. So what did they do? They voted Democratic House, a Democratic-controlled Senate, and you guessed it, Barack Obama, a Democrat. And when after he was in 4 years, people felt like, I guess they didn't seem like they had a change. Well, nothing changed. They never, okay. I thought, well, okay, I don't like Barack Obama, but I thought maybe, just maybe, the race gap will come and it'll be shortened. You know, and they're like, well, they felt like, okay, well, we tried this guy on the left that was like non-establishment. He was non-establishment. We tried that, and when he failed, they said, okay, we got to do something. What did we do? We got Democrat out, and we had the Republicans owned the House and Senate. And guess what happened? They really didn't see much change there either. That's why, I mean, what did I say about Winston Churchill? You know, if you don't know your past, you're doomed to repeat the worst parts of it. What are our forefathers? What are our forefathers? Our forefathers were politicians. No, they weren't. They were businessmen like Donald Trump. They didn't have no experience. You know, if Hillary Clinton has supposedly all this experience, like they claim, it's nuts. It's nuts. It's nuts. Okay, folks. Yeah, this is fun. Because I'm like watching like three screens and talking and it's just amazing. Because, you know, I'm but I still don't get people. Because they still, oh, it's the truth. It's the truth. When Bush left office, they went all Democrat, everything. And when it didn't change, that's what we've done. We've gone Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican. And what's happened? Nothing changes. We're in this because there's no real difference. And that's what people don't realize. And that's why we have Trump. Because we tried Obama, who was like a Donald Trump on the left, who was kind of like unheard of. And no, just like he seemed like someone different. I know, but to the majority of America, not you or me. I didn't see any, but that's what a lot of people see. And then they're like, okay, well, let's give this guy a chance. Okay, Donald Trump's the one that went up to DC, went up to Detroit and said, okay, this is what's going on. Just so that you know, if you want to take these cars down to Mexico and build them, I'm going to put a tariff on them. So when they come back, people are going to have to pay the tariff. No one's going to buy them. I mean, Lord help us, you know. And the problem we have, folks, is he's finally seeing someone that's going to actually do what he said he's going to do. He got on, what is Donald Trump, a billionaire? He's a billionaire. He could be on a beach right now doing nothing. You know, he can sit on his butt and make billions of dollars. Taking a breath of air and taking this all in. But he could be. But no, he sees a need in this country. And like I told one of my friends, if you want to know who to vote for, do you want the government to run you or do you want you to run the government? That's how I looked at it. You know, as Donald Trump seemed like someone like, you know, there's a one of my favorites. I'm a huge Matthew West fan. I love Matthew West, and Day One is probably my favorite song right now. His, but one of my all-time favorite songs is "Do Something." And there was a lady that went over to Uganda to do some mission work and stuff, and not really mission work at first. She went there to do some, get some economic stuff, and get some almost like a in the externship and get some like experience with economic things and stuff. And when she, the day before she's about ready to leave, she saw how these orphans were going to be mistreated. And when these orphans were going to be mistreated, her dad's calling. He's like, "Well, where are you about ready to get on the plane?" And she goes, I'm not going." He goes, "You better get on that dang plane and you better get back here." And she goes, "I can't. If I don't help these orphans, who will?" And guess what? That's why I liked Trump, because it's not like he's like, don't shake your fist to heaven and say, "God, why don't you do something?" He created you. And he basically said that, you know, when I listened to him, the government doesn't solve the problems. The people solve the problems, you know? Hillary Clinton would only be 1/317,000,000th of a percent of the solving of the problem. So Donald Trump would be the same thing. And that's where we're at. That's where we're at, you know? And Trump gets it. Trump gets that. He's not the solution. The American people are. He can bring all the jobs he wants to America, but if you're not going to work, how's that going to do anything? And it's a little bit. It's interesting because I don't understand this, because like, I mean, Trump, in my opinion, has to get Florida to win. And now they're saying he can get Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and all this, and he can still lose the thing. And I'm like, I don't see that. I don't know. But then again, there's a lot of these people that are supposedly redline Democrats. They're like strict Republicans, excuse me. They're not blue dog Democrats. You know, they're strictly Republicans. And when you listen to them, you kind of feel like, I honestly think what I posted about a month ago, and I posted several times, that Trump is shaking the establishment to the core, because if he gets in, they know that their days of sitting in Congress for 50 years making millions of dollars is going to end. You know, the whole point of having term limits for a president was to do one thing, to keep one person from staying in power over and over and over. But why isn't that going on with the, you guessed it, the senators and the congressmen? Why don't they have term limits? It's just great. And this has just come in, holy cow, from one of my buddies. Oh, Robert Arrington, I love you. If I could give you a hug and kiss, oh, that's my boy right there from Florida. This just in, folks, up in smoke. Florida has approved medical marijuana. Florida is now approving medical marijuana. Bad news, the state of Florida won't accept my gender change to Apache attack helicopter. Oh, wow. That's funny. But yes, that's just awesome. That's the thing that I want to get back to a little bit more, because there's going to be a lot for me on this with medical cannabis being legalized. You can use morphine, but you can't use a plant cannabis. Well, it's kind of obvious because, you know, morphine is a pharmaceutical. But Amendment 2 in Florida for medical marijuana passes. This is, oh, yes, sir. But the problem you're going to have with that, and I can tell you, it's in Colorado, and this is the issue you're going to have. Because you're technically still violating federal law. So a lot of businesses will not allow you, they won't hire you if you use medical cannabis. Because you're breaking federal law, and then they're harboring someone that's breaking the federal law, and they don't want nothing to do with you. Because I know a lot of people that have a California ID card. When they live there, they still are eligible in California, eligible in Colorado, all these states medically, you know, and they can't use it because where they work, they're not allowed to. And some, what they're trying to come up with is a test. So, like, let's say I use medical cannabis. I can say, okay, yeah, I use it at night when I go to bed, and I take it in the morning when I wake up, and they can test you, okay, and if I take this a little bit and I eat it or take this liquid, it lasts me all day. And they can tell if you're using, you know, it gets micro, I forget what they call them, the micro, like milligram, it can get to like millions of a gram to tell if you, because like if you use cannabis, it can stay in your system for like a month with some people. So how do they know when you used it? Because you're going to fail a piss test. But these tests that they're developing are able to, so you could work. So you can say, yep. You know, they'll probably come up with a level, but that'd be funny if, like, I don't feel anything. Well, you're way above the level allowed to work, because I have a myopathy. I have a muscle disease, and I'm eligible to have it in every state possible. I'm legal in every state except for, I think it's one of the ones that's already legalized, but you have to use every solitary prescription, and when all the prescriptions fail, then it's, you know, so it's just really great. And I think a lot of the others, like California, I tried to find this out and I just didn't have the time because I was doing a lot. But California, they had over 50% of the vote when they tried to do this proposition last time. But you had to have, like, I think they had like 60 or 65%. And you had to have like 74 to, you know, so... It's crazy, you know, because I think people are seeing Colorado and seeing what all the demonic things that they said was going to happen if you legalize marijuana. There's going to be all this stuff happening and violence and crime's going to increase by tenfold and all this. And they're seeing, you know, all this stuff. Wait a minute, nothing's happening. It hasn't changed. In Colorado, it hasn't changed in Washington State. You know, people that don't support it are never going to support it. People that do, do. and it's not affecting. It's not like all these people that are, how would you say it? These people that are against it, it's not affecting them. Yeah, if they're smoking, they're smoking. As long as they aren't bothering me, I don't care. And they're starting to realize, you know, because like with vaping, the big thing with vaping, we were always told was, you know, vaping was supposed to be like, well, if you can't smoke in this bar, you can vape. And it's the vape pens and the all the stuff, you know, like the blue cigarettes or the Mystic e-cigarettes were all designed for to have an alternative for people who smoke only, not for anyone else. And the majority, I think, of people that vape are people that don't smoke, that never smoked, that like, oh, it's cool, let's vape. Louisiana is going to Trump. Louisiana goes to Trump, folks. And wow, that's big. But as I want to get back to the cannabis, you know, people are starting to realize that this stuff is going to, I believe, give it 5 years. And except for very, 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 very liberal places, I'm just kidding, very, very conservative places like Indiana. Because there was a lady that tried to put it on the ballot here and they won't even, it won't even happen. And it's just like, you know, and I've written my congressman several times and I agree with him on certain things and we disagree on other things. And, you know, we've had email conversations going back and forth and he sees my point, but he's like, he doesn't think like my muscle doctor Kincaid, he doesn't think it'll let, I mean, he goes, he might as well just move to Detroit. I mean, not Detroit, but Michigan. You know, they're turning into they're starting to see the follies of their ways and they're starting to enact some conservative policies to try to turn things around. But like a state like Indiana, I don't know if in my lifetime if it'd ever be passed. I just don't. But as you get into stuff going on here and different things, remember Tennessee Jed?
What?
The Grateful Dead song. I was thinking of the Tennessee Jed, not Tennessee Trump, huh? Just kidding. But Tennessee is going to Trump. It's 147 electoral votes for Trump and 109 for Hillary Clinton. And basically what you find out with a lot of this stuff as I get back into the election stuff and the marijuana stuff, pretty much, I don't think you're going to have many. I mean, until Maine comes in, I don't think you're going to, we'll have a clear picture on the cannabis stuff, I think, more tomorrow. But remember this, folks. No matter who gets elected, Jesus Christ is king. Yes, sir, Todd Young. He's giving an acceptance speech in Indianapolis, I think, or I forget where the hell. It's just incredible. I mean, it's not a surprise in my state because it's pretty much all Republican. I mean, I will say this. I did vote for the Libertarian candidate, Bell, in Indiana for governor because he has he believes like I do. He wants to get fewer. I mean, how can you call yourself free if you're controlled by the government? And this is a real issue, a real struggling issue. When you have a company that cuts your health insurance, and now you got to figure out where you're going to come up with money for health insurance because you have to have it because this wonderful Obamacare, you're going to get fined. How is that freedom? How is that freedom? How can anyone support the fact that, okay, now you have to look at $500 a month insurance? Oh, that's freedom. That's freedom. You know, the government telling you you have to have health insurance. And I'd hate to know what the fine is, because it's probably more than the insurance. It's nuts, and people don't. I don't know. Like I was with my mom today, and we went to Walmart. And as you walk around, and you see how expensive things are because of inflation, you know. It's amazing. It's amazing, you know, how expensive stuff is. It's nuts. It's nuts. Oh, but everything's wonderful. I don't know if I talked about this last time, but I told this to my friend because he posted, well, to eat this, Republicans, look at the success of Donald Trump. And I said, look at that. And it had like 4.5 unemployment rate, which I don't know where the hell to get that. But I said, what we're going to do is this. We're going to do this. I'm going to give everyone in America as president a part-time job at $7 an hour, getting 20 hours a week. And guess what? You want to know what's going on? Guess what? Put that sheet up as me, with me as president. I will show a zero unemployment rate. Zero unemployment rate. Won't that be great, Melissa? It's zero unemployment rate. Who's going to be able to afford anything?
Nobody.
No one. But it's zero unemployment rate. I watched a special where they said that they can manipulate the stock market. That the stock market really doesn't mean diddly. There was a guy that basically came out and he said this. He goes, well, if you know who you're talking to, he'll tell you, okay, when silver gets down to $9, buy every ounce you can. If you can take out a loan and get $1 million, buy every ounce in silver you can. And then when it gets to $39 an ounce, sell it. And if you knew that and you watched it, you'd buy this at $9 an ounce and in a year and a half it'd go up to $39. And then as soon as it hits like $40, it drops and plummets. He said, if you know who to talk to, the movers and shakers with like precious metals and with some of these stocks, they can tell you when to buy, when to sell, and you can make millions. You can make a lot of money. Oh, but, you know, the stock markets, you know, look at the
majority in both houses.
Look at the gas price. Thank you, Obama. Okay, I wish. Yeah, you know, I never blamed George Bush for the gas price, and I'm not blaming Barack Obama for the low gas price or whatever. And it's just incredible. We got about 12 minutes till the top of the hour when I go off the air, but we're going to have like Iowa and Montana, Nevada and Utah are going to close the polls. So it's going to be very interesting. It's just these things are manipulated. You got to look at the average worker. Wow, 4.5, if that's even correct, which there ain't no way it's correct. Like I said, if everyone had a part-time job at $7 an hour working 20 hours a week, there's no unemployed people, zero unemployment rate, but no one could afford anything. You know, you need to go to the American people. When we're trying to figure out where we're going to come up with $400 or $300 minimum for health insurance a month because we have to have it or we're going to be fined because of a tax. I don't get it. And I think people are starting to realize and wake up to something that I've always believed. I've always looked at the libertarians as a second party candidate. I mean, I've never really been that I've always been that person that, like, well, okay, to me, I don't see a difference. They go Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, left and right, but nothing ever changes. Nothing, and nothing really changes. Nothing really changes. You know, want to know why? Because the government doesn't fix anything. It's the people. We the people, not you, the government. And the sooner my listeners, who most of them know that, most of my listeners out there comment on me and like, yeah, we know this or we have this. And it's one of those things that when you look at stuff and people, I think, are waking up to realize that guess what? Stuff's, you know, people are seeing that, well, let's try Trump. He's not a politician. We're tired of career politicians. Let's try Trump and see what happens. Got about 9 minutes left in the program, folks. And I really want to thank you all so much for tuning in and listening. And this is just amazing. It's just, I think it's going to be probably, I would give it another hour before we have some really, I think Florida's going to go to Trump, but I think we won't know for about an hour. And I think Pennsylvania might go to Hillary Clinton. I'm going to lean that towards her. There has been in Philadelphia, but who cares? You know, there are Republicans that were threatened and tried to keep them from voting, but who cares? You know, there were people that had to get poll workers. And this lady goes, oh, you're just whatever. And when she did it three times, she kept trying to hit the Republican and it kept coming up for the Democrat. That's when they had to get election officials and they rebooted the computer. And then once they rebooted it, it stopped. Then when they hit the Democrat button, it voted Democrat. If they hit the Republican, it voted Republican. We're not saying that once it went through that it didn't flip the vote. Like I've seen them demonstrate programs that can do that to where you'll vote Trump. And if you go to the review screen, you vote Trump. And you send it. And once it's sent, man, it flips. Because I've seen that where and I think Florida, some of those places, and I guess they do it in Michigan a lot, where they do paper ballots, where you mark a piece of paper and then it runs through a scanner. That way they can actually take a paper and count it against the computer. Now I got about 6 minutes left in the program and by the time I go off the air, I don't think much is going to change. I think it's still going to be about 109, 147. I project Trump will take Florida. Oh, Greg, the governor of Indiana, he's conceding. He got his butt whipped. But we're a very, very red state. And, you know, basically, you don't have a shot in heaven becoming governor if you're you would have to be 100%, you know, you'd have to be like a very conservative Democrat to get elected in this state. But I'm going to project it like this. I think Trump gets Florida. I think it's going to be one or the other. I think Trump will get Ohio. If Trump gets Ohio, Clinton gets Pennsylvania. If Clinton gets Pennsylvania, Trump gets Ohio. Michigan, I think, is too close to call. Wisconsin, way too close to call. Out of places that are closed. Minnesota, I think that might go to Trump. You know, Trump is seeming to get a lot of these people that are like the hard worker type, you know, the very like blue collar worker, the white blue collar worker. So I think it's going to be amazing. You know, it's going to be something that it's going to be hard to sleep because, I mean, this is a major election that's going to affect, I think, the world. So it's just an exciting night because not only is this a huge election, you have many states looking at full legalization or medical legalization. Yep. The big states. That's the thing is they'll be called probably an hour or so after I get off the air. North Carolina, Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania. North Carolina is, I mean, these are like these, a lot of these states are just so dang close that I think some of these states, they're going to be within like, so like less than a percent margins. And that's what something that I kind of feel that it's just going to be some of these states. I wonder how it's going to end up because I have a feeling that it's just they're like so they're so too close to call. And it's like, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Way too close to call. Way too close to call. And I hopefully they're enough to go one way or the other to where we're not like, okay, 3 weeks later, well, we're doing a fourth recount because we're within like 100 votes of one candidate or the other. And we counted it one time and it went to Trump, one time it went to Clinton, so hopefully it's decided. Hopefully by the time midnight rolls around, we have a candidate, you know. I mean, this is just like, this is a every 4 year thing. This is like my Super Bowl. And I guess I have my dad to thank for it somewhat because my dad always brought me up and know your history, know where you come from, know what you stand for. Possibly because I made a Halloween costume when I was like in third grade or fourth grade and I had swastikas all over and didn't know what the heck it meant. And my dad's like, nah, we're going to change that, this symbol. I want to, and he gave me a history lesson. This is, you know, this is from a guy that was deemed very, very good. Virginia has gone to Hillary Clinton, folks. Wow. I didn't think he had a shot in Virginia, but, and I didn't think she would, that's not a surprise. There's about 60 seconds left in the program, and I want to thank you all for tuning in, and so I really want to thank you all so much for tuning into this. And it's just incredible. It's just going to be an exciting night. I hope you all went out. I hope you all voted. And I hope you all exercised your right. You know, that is your First Amendment right. You have the right to an opinion and you have the right to vote. Folks. With a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Until Thursday night, God bless and goodbye.